Hello, lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you are here, and I want to wish you a happy new year for 2024. And this is the year that I want you to manifest exactly what you want. And so let's talk about today deciding that you are a good manifester. So let's answer the question, how do you become a good manifester? And I think the first step in that is decide that you are a good manifester. Just decide that you're a good manifester. Say, I am a good manifester. So if affirmations are your thing, I am a good manifester. I'm a master manifester. I manifest exactly what I want all the time. Whatever sort of affirmation that is on that sort of idea that you're a good manifester is just go ahead and start saying that affirmation. And just the belief that you're a good manifester or the idea that you're a good manifester will have you being a good manifester. That's just really how it works. So once you decide you're a good manifester, you are. And you don't have to look for evidence that you're not a good manifester, because you're going to look for evidence that you are a good manifester. And so that's what I want you to do today, is to think back on your whole life. Think back on every single time you've experienced something that feels close to manifestation, or where you would say, gosh, I manifested that. Whether you did it deliberately or not, whether you knew about deliberate manifestation or deliberately selecting your reality, whether you knew about that or not, think back over the course of your life. And just think of examples of times that you have experienced this, even though maybe you weren't doing it deliberately, or maybe you were doing it deliberately. Maybe you're a seasoned manifester and you've manifested lots of things deliberately and you have a long list. That's awesome. So I'm going to give you some examples. If you are not in that category where you're a seasoned manifester, I'm going to give you some examples of times where you maybe have noticed this. So here's an example from my life. When I was from a pretty early age, I can't really say when I first started doing this, probably at least by the time I was 12, I started making lists of things that I wanted. And they've been called different things over the course of my life. At one point recently, I think I even called it my current desires list. And it was just a list of things that I wanted. And I would just write it down on a piece of paper. And a lot of times I would lose it or wouldn't have the paper anymore, at least not immediately where I was looking at it every day. I would write it down once, kind of forget about it, move on with my life. And then I would notice, I mean, like I noticed at some point that I would find those lists later and I would have every single thing on the list. And if not every single thing, almost every single thing, you know, say for maybe like one or two things on the list. And it just happened over and over again. And so I take that as evidence that I've always been doing this, that those lists, those current desire lists that I would make are lists of things that I wanted. That was me manifesting. And in some ways, those manifestations were easier because I didn't know I was deliberately doing it. I was just writing down things I wanted and those things came to me. Another example that we often hear, we will hear people give examples of times that they thought of a friend or a family member or someone that they wanted to hear from, even people that they hadn't heard from in a long time, and that person will call them, or they'll get an email from that person or a message from that person. And so that's a pretty common thing that people use to be like, to sort of point to this idea that you've really always been manifesting. You've really always been connected in this way. So think of times, make a list. Think of things in your life that you feel like are manifestations. And if you feel like they're manifestations, they are. So use this list, make a list, and then use this list as evidence that you are, in fact, a good manifester. Because let me tell you, friend, you are. You are a master manifester. You came to this life on this planet to do exactly this, to manifest exactly what you want. And I hope that's exactly what you do. So may you manifest exactly what you want and have a very happy new year.